For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
The national touring company of Dirty Dancing, based on the movie starring Patrick Swayze, is up at Shays, but only through Sunday evening. I thought it was pretty darn sexy.
That is what it has going for it. As the title would imply, Dirty Dancing. And it is, I must say, a guilty pleasure. I think that anyone who expects anything more is perhaps being disingenuous or naive, but the focus is the dancing. The lead dancers are pretty wonderful. Mr. Tierney, who's playing the Patrick Swayze role, who is, interestingly, the actor who was injured during Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
You're kidding. He's the one that broke his back?
Yeah. And he's a remarkable dancer. He's a wonderful, wonderful dancer.
You'd never know it.
And easy on the eyes. And similarly, the dancer who plays Penny, 5 years with the Joffrey Ballet, she's really wonderful. The woman who plays the lead, who's a replacement from the original, is also very, very good. After that, the talent gets a little bit slim, but it is very, very enjoyable. I think watching it, I was reminded of, well, this will surprise you, Orson Welles, in kind of an opposite way, that studios would hand Orson Welles B material, and then he'd turn around and take Booth Tarkington's The Magnificent Amberson and turn it into a masterpiece. That's not what they've done here. It is a real fetishized stage version of the film, not even really a musical. Even the sets serve to remind you that this is from a film, all of your favorite lines and the audience hooting and hollering. But frankly, you know, as you say, well, you didn't quite say, you said it was sexy. I would add, people have a marvelously good time.
Well, I thought so. At the end of every Shays musical, of course, the audience is enthusiastic, but I felt something a little more powerful here. It felt like love just washing back up over the footlights.
They love the movie and they're having a good time. Good, well, in pieces.
This coming Wednesday night, it's a touring production of the play by A.R. Gurney, Buffalo's own Pete Gurney, Love Letters. And as with almost every production of Love Letters, it has two marquee stars, Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill. And you got to talk to them both.
I did. It's the cover of Art Voice this week. Even on the phone, they have chemistry. They're just so charming. She was seriously trying to answer all my questions, and he's just playfully making wisecracks throughout. They have these personalities, which made them famous, that film from 1970, an iconic film coupling, and their whole careers are defined by that moment. And they are giddy about coming to Buffalo. They've played to some really big houses, and they're glad to be in the manageable, intimate setting of 710 Main, 625 seats. They are looking forward to feeling the presence of the audience. They're very aware that A.R. Gurney is from Buffalo. To have Ally McGraw ask me, do you think Pete will come? This huge movie star. Do you think Pete will come? She's really hoping he'll come.
Well, I got to talk to him, and he said he's going to try to make it up. He's also very impressed by Ally McGraw and said that in real life, she basically is that WASP girl that he writes about so often. He had a cute story about the first production of it ever, and he starred in the male role along with the great Holland Taylor, that many listeners will know as the mother of Charlie Sheen on Two and a Half Men. And from such humble beginnings, as they say, has grown this dynasty. Almost every great actor and actress has done this.
Ryan O'Neill points out that he's been playing this same role for most of his career, from Peyton Place to Love Story to Oliver's Story. He said, I know this guy. I've got it.
Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. It opens Wednesday, May 11th at 710 Main and continues through May 22nd. Well, I saw you across the theater at the Yates Project, Irish Classical, and I have to tell you, I've always joked that every seat is perfect at the Andrews, but this time I really did think I have a slightly better seat than you because I got to look at the projections. I think they were kind of behind you?
I thought that the projections were completely unnecessary. I felt that there was a lack of coordination of the three elements. They had three directors, and they should have had a fourth, a director of coordination. I didn't think that the piece was centered well in the space. I didn't think that the choreography bore much relationship to the acting. I thought that the actors were having to throw their voices to you across that great divide of dancers. The individual elements are lovely, but what they had to do with each other was difficult to say. Still and all, ambitious project. Yates certainly should be visited from time to time by an Irish classical theater company. Glad to have been there. Enjoyed the pieces, but not the whole.
It's up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon, and a word to the wise, get there early enough to read through the entire synopsis and the glossary. It will really, really help. And one more note, at the Alleyway Theater, Opera Lights is presenting an operetta by Gilbert and Sullivan called Patience. And talking to a couple of the principals, it's a pretty important operetta in the history of Gilbert and Sullivan. It's the first sort of through composed where the songs actually move the plot along. So, Patience opens tonight at the Alleyway. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.